You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Welcome back to the Brick and Mortar Visibility Podcast, or if you're brand new, welcome. Hello, my name is Melissa Rose, and I am your host today, and always, and I am here to share with you my 12-week focus plan so that I am getting clearer on where I need to go in my business. And I'm sharing this with you because it is the top of the month. Yes, it's the second Monday of April. However, we're still in the top of the month, let's be real. And before we dive into the how-tos of what I do here, I do want to just share with you a couple perks that you get when you listen to the podcast. First of all, it's the top of a quarter. And if you have been around the block with me a few times, you know that I practice profit first. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please get the book. If it has changed the way I run my business financially, it has saved me in my business, and it is so vital. We all need money in our business, and we need cash flow, and we need to manage it well, and Profit First helps us do that. So if you haven't set up your systems for Profit First and would like to do that, I use Acorns as my owner's pay bucket, so that way I just have it off sight, out of mind. And that's what I do. And I have my link here in the show notes so that you can grab that link. You get a little money with that as well. And I just want to share that with you. The next action item is to make sure you grab your social media posts that performed the best this past week. That is not necessarily time sensitive, although it could be, and bring it over to your Google Business profile. What do I mean by that? You need to grab my Google Business workshop. It is completely free, and the link here is in the bio as well. And this is a workshop that walks you through exactly what you need to do to make sure that you are found on Google and found first. You do not need to pay for that spot, y'all. You can get that spot by doing things consistently, and it's not too darn hard. It really can be done in about 90 minutes, get it done, and then have a system in your business, which we're going to talk about today, to make sure that you are getting what needs to be done consistently. So go grab that workshop. It's completely free, and people love it because it truly does work and help your business get found first on Google.
If you are a health and wellness provider, I have some great opportunities for you. So listen up. The first one is if you are local to the St. Croix Valley. So Hudson, Wisconsin, Stillwater, Minnesota, Woodbury, River Falls, that area. If you are a health and wellness provider specializing in mind, body, and soul, I invite you to be part of Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is a great way to amplify your brand, your business, your services and offerings by partnering with Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is the area's best wellness providers and resources in the St. Croix Valley, all in one place. And our mission for Healthy in the Valley is to encourage and empower our community to make choices about their health and wellness that support them and the local businesses around them, so the entire community can thrive. If that sounds like something you want to learn more about, please go to healthyinthevalley.com and then just scroll down a little bit and you'll see a blue button that says Become a Member of Healthy in the Valley. Click that button and you will see all the features and benefits of being part of this organization. And it's also a really great introductory way to work with me over the course of 6 months. So check it out if you are a health and wellness provider in the St. Croix Valley. Now, if you're a health and wellness provider nationwide, worldwide, I have an offer for you. This is from past podcast guest Joanna Sapir. She has a workshop from May 6th to the 10th called Empowered Practitioner Event, and this is the third time she's offering it. It's 5 days of sessions designed to help wellness practitioners create a resilient business that attracts high-quality clients and creates steady, predictable income in the practice. If you're interested, the link is below, but it's joannasapir.com/empowered. Again, just scroll through those show notes here and click on it. It'll take you right to our landing page. It's a free workshop geared to help those health and wellness providers. Into today's content. I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I like to garden, and today's kind of a drizzly, damp, cold day. So that's kind of good, because if it was sunny, I would really want to be out in my garden. But it is that season when we start to go into our garden and weed and pull back the dead stuff and see the new growth. And there are seasons in our business that are more stabilizing and then growth. And in our garden right now, it's going to be a season of growth, right? And you got to do the work and do the stuff so that way summer you can kind of stabilize and you can relax and enjoy that garden, right? And then fall again, we get ready. We start to mulch and cover plants that are maybe a bit tender to the cold so that way we can then rest in the winter. So here we are at the top of quarter two. And in our business, you might have a growth season or you might have a stabilizing season. But I love the top of quarters because unlike my business, which is very seasonal, so I have a 9-month program with my studio and then there's this summer season, which is a whole other can of worms. The quarter gives me a starting point to go, all right, what do I need to work on? It gives me a time to say, what one thing are we going to focus on this quarter? And it really is just one thing. And this one thing might be one thing for me as the owner. It might be one thing for my assistant. It might be one thing for each of my team members, all right? So it doesn't need to be just you, all right? But it could be a myriad of things. It could be documenting certain processes, or we want to clean up this one thing, or we want to make sure our blogs are really dialed in on keywords. So what we're going to do is take this 12 weeks and go through all our blogs and that we have done in the past year and just tweak the headers and tweak the copy a little bit, make sure it's better. Or maybe it's you want to get really good with your emails and get them in a system and get them tight, or maybe relook at them. Okay, so it's not this like huge ball of things to work on. However, as a business owner, you're going to get tempted to go down that rabbit hole of, oh, I'm just going to tweak my landing page copy. And then you realize, oh, I got to fix this. Oh, shoot, I got to fix this. Don't do that. Just do what you said you're going to do. I know. You feel my pain because we're all guilty of that. So how I do this is, how do I start to do this? So I go through my goals for the year. So I look back at what I want to do. Do you have some goals? Chances are you probably do. So I want you just to revisit your goals and where are you in them. Then you're going to identify what one thing to focus on this quarter. Now you could do more. I would not recommend more than three. But identify one thing that's going to help you get to that goal. Now, step three is taking a moment, and this might be an hour, this might be 20 minutes, this might be a walk and talking into a Voxer app or, you know, your notes, and writing down what needs to be done. What are the to-do items there? You know, it could be a list of 10 things that need to happen. Maybe you want to get on more podcasts. Well, that's a can of worms of, okay, now I need to reach out. I need to research. I need to reach out. I need to create a one sheet. I need to, you know, have my topics, you know, or maybe you're revisiting that like quarter two, we're going to pitch myself to be on more podcasts. We already have the one sheet done. We already have our list of reach outs that we did, you know, last year, this time that, you know, so now I'm going to reach out again on the podcast that I didn't get on. So something like that. All right. So this could be something that you do every year at this time. And now because you had last year's or the year before systems in place, now you can just take it further. Does that make sense? I hope it does. You're smart. All right. And then you're going to delegate, automate, duplicate, or delete what really needs to happen. For example, that podcast description, pitching podcasts. All right, well, that's already there. So now we're just going to
duplicate what we did, maybe delegate now. I have a template of like how I reach out to people. I can hand that off to my assistant and with the list of people to connect to, because that was already done last year. All right. And then there's maybe things on there that we don't need to do this one. This one doesn't pertain anymore because she changed her pivot, or I changed my niche or whatever. All right. So really get clear on that, because then you'll be able to take the action quicker. You'll be able to take the action and go, all right, steps. We have steps. We have templates. We have a plan. And then we can go. I don't know about you, but I sometimes don't plan very well. I just go. I'm a high D. I just go. I just take action. And it backfires on me often because I don't have the plan. And I need people around me who are very good at taking that breath, helping me plan so that I can really go to the next level. All right, so taking that action is mapping it out on your calendar where you're going to do this. All right. So this first part probably is an hour, right? Maybe a walk, getting clear on those goals. I love walk and talks. I literally talk to myself, y'all. So I will map it out. I'll be like, okay, and I'll talk to myself and tell myself what I need to do. Some of you might write an email to yourself, but now we need to get it in the calendar, and then you need to follow the calendar. Okay, that's another asterisk. All right, it's in the calendar. Now actually do it. And then you guys, the bonus is tracking. Okay, so now this tracking gets me to my point of sometimes we do things and we're on the wrong wall. We're on the ladder, but it's up against the wrong wall. And I love a 12-week process or a 12-week segment of time, because that genuinely really gives us a good idea of, is this working? Do I like it? Is it needed? Is it getting traction? Are people walking in the doors because of it? So many of us are guilty of not giving things enough time. We want the results quickly. Or we give up because we got results right away and then they fell off. And that is usually me, you guys. I will get results right away. And then 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, it trails off. And then you think it's not working, so you quit. But then if I stayed with it, at week 11, 12, 13, it starts to come back up. And that is my point to you, is that we give up too quickly, either because we don't think it's working, we're not seeing the results right away, or we see the results right away and then they fall off and we think, oh, that didn't work. That was just a one-hit wonder. And that's not the case. That's not the case. The business, as you know, it's a consistency thing. It's a marathon. It is, here we go. Happy Monday. Let's make it a great day. So this is what I do at the top of the quarter, just to regroup, because as you know, as a business owner, there are so many things to do. There are so many things we can do. And if you're like me, you have a little bit of squirrel action going on, a little bit of ADHD, a little bit of like, ooh, that looks really fun. I should try that. Ooh, ooh, I could do that. And we try it, but we don't do anything consistently. So what can you do consistently? And you guys, this is going to help your business be more streamlined, more tight, more lean, because you're not going to be spending money and time on things that aren't really working. And that is the key takeaway here, is you have to track it. So I don't necessarily want you to do something new. Maybe it's going back and dialing down on, like for me, I am going through my curriculum right now and really making that super tight so that I can take, my goal is to take 5 hours off my teaching schedule next year. Just 5 hours. If I can free up 5 hours and have that time for my family, for me, that would be amazing. That would be a huge win. So what do I need to do there? I need to make my curriculum
idiot proof for that person who's going to take it over. I need them to see, it needs to look pretty. It needs to be bullet pointed so it's skimmable. It needs to have the resources, the playlist, the steps, the dance, everything right there so that they can get it. So that is what I'm focusing on this quarter. So what inspires you today? What are you going to work on? I would love to hear what you are going to work on. Maybe it's something with your systems back office. Maybe it's something with a team member. Maybe it's something in your marketing. Maybe you're going to actually get those blogs going on your website so that you can increase your SEO. Maybe it's working on your emails so that you can make money with your emails. Maybe it is getting your social and just adding one video a week and getting that consistent. And that's the other beauty of this. You get to do something and get it in a system and get it super tight and clean. So that way, at the end of quarter two here, you have it fully in a system if you are adding something new and confident in that system. And you know that it's working because it's being tracked. So that way, it's part of the rhythm of your business. And then in quarter three, you get to start the process all over with deciding what to add, clean up, or delete. All right? Okay, everybody, I hope this episode was super helpful and just gave you a big breath of, okay, you don't need to do it all right now. We're just going to take one thing and focus on it for the next 12 weeks because what we focus on gets attention and grows. So let's focus on the right things so the right things come to us. All right, my brick and mortar business owner, and those of you that don't have a storefront yet, but your goals are to have a storefront, to hang that shingle and have your brand out in the public to serve your community well. You are my hero. You get up, you create something great, and the market says you are needed, you are valued, you are wanted. And I want you to be the only option in town by making sure people can find you, like you, and trust you faster than your competition. Competition is good, but I want you to be the only option in town. Have a great week, everybody. If you like the podcast, please like, follow, do all the things, share it with your besties, share it on your stories, tag me so that I can shout you out. And if you really enjoyed it, I would be so honored if you left an honest rating and review on your favorite platform that you are listening. It means the world to me, and it helps this show get out to more people. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We will see you here same time, same place next week.
Oh my goodness, you are still here. You are so awesome. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, you're going to click that follow button so that you can get the latest episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility every week. Second, leave an honest rating on Apple iTunes. This is how more people can know about Brick and Mortar Visibility. And number three, come on over to Facebook into the Rebel Women Tribe. The link is in the bio. This is where I hang out and share with you every week the nitty-gritty of running a studio business. I share with you the tips, tools, and strategies that are working right now in my business to help you in yours. It's real, it's raw, it's unfiltered, and it's fun. So come on over. I'd love to meet you.